They need to sign up? Okay, so if you come around here, there's a line back there.
We actually are with the university. We got an email about you guys needing volunteers.
It's a recent Tuesday afternoon, and this small entrance to the Support Services Center at Community Action Program is the hub for volunteers, volunteer attorneys, and local residents seeking legal assistance. It's a bit chaotic, but Caroline Peterson has it under control. She's a paralegal at the Levin Papantonio Law Firm and co-chair of Justice on the Block.
I am the organizing queen of trying to get lawyers out in our community to help people who wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable coming into a law firm. They don't feel like they belong there.
And these particular individuals don't have the money to pay for legal help. So, for this event, the lawyers were brought to them, free of charge, to the CAP office near downtown Pensacola. Peterson says picking a convenient place and time for Justice on the Block is important.
We tried to do it in the middle of the day so you could get the 7 to 3 workers and the 3 to 11 workers. We tried to do it close to a bus route so we could get the bus traffic. We tried to think of all these things.
Here's the setup. Residents are welcomed to a holding area and then sent to a computer room for a brief intake process to help match them with an attorney. Importantly, separate consultation rooms are provided to ensure private discussion of very personal business.
We have child support issues, we have divorce issues, we have the fallout from felony and criminal convictions, we have a guy who has a work-related issue, we have some personal injury issues. The only thing we really can't do is criminal law. If we can't help them here today, we're going to try to hook them up with someone who can.
What I hope people find shocking is that research shows that 80% of people who have a legal problem don't even know that they have a legal problem.
Melissa Moss is with the Florida Bar Foundation, which supports the Escambia Project in conjunction with Pathways for Change and Legal Services of North Florida. Justice on the Block is one of three legal aid services being modeled for the state as part of the initiative. Smart Intake is another.
This technological tool uses artificial intelligence to determine the likelihood, based on the answers to questions, whether this problem is a legal problem. It literally gives you a percentage. How likely is it that this person has a legal problem, and then specifically what legal problem it is?
So far, Al Henderson is impressed with Smart Intake and its possibilities. Henderson is Director of Economic and Social Services for Community Action Program, which volunteered to host the Justice on the Block event on October 17th.
When you look at interjecting legal services into the continuum of care, that is something that we have not been able to do effectively until I think now. What we've done in the past is just send over a referral, but there's no really follow-up what happened to that client. Here we're looking at Smart Intake, we're looking at partnering, what actually happened with this client. We're actually doing a better job of actually leveraging our resources.
I'm Billy Ruth Graham. I have 2 children. I got a granddaughter, got one on the way. I'm having a little problem with the Indian reservation and a little old child support. I got a court order.
Graham was headed out the door after her experience with Justice on the Block. As an ex-felon, she was grateful for the free legal help.
It's a good program to help people to get to where they need, because like some of us has been in trouble, can't afford to get the things we need, and it was a blessing. It's a light at the end of the tunnel now that I know that I got some ideas now to where I can move and get things done that I need done in my life, you know.
This is the kind of feedback that backers of the Escambia Project want or even need to hear. Because Justice on the Block is a legal services pilot program, the event is evolving, with organizers applying lessons learned and best practices in terms of marketing, location, space availability, and broadband capability in order to expand attorney participation via Skype. Thus far, there have been 2 events, including the first one in August at Pathways for Change. For the events, a combined 15 volunteer attorneys served 45 residents. More tweaks will be made to increase those numbers and improve the quality of the experience before the next Justice on the Block is held in 2018. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.